Distorted View Daily proudly presents Another Dork from Dating on Demand.
I like playing Magic the Gathering and hanging out and chilling. That's about it. Guilty pleasure. I like going on demand and looking at other people's dating on demands. Pet peeves. Nah, nothing really annoys me. I'm kind of like pretty awesome, basically. If I had a superpower, it would probably be flying, because like wizards kind of need to fly sometimes to avoid like predators. Everything about me is kind of sexy, so like I can't really put it down to like one. Kinky side. You'll have to message me to see that. The craziest place I've ever fooled around would be an airplane bathroom. I think it's really hot when women dress up as wizards. You should date me because I'm on the Pro Tour, Magic the Gathering Pro Tour. I fly around places and duel for money.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, January 28th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, the Chuck E. Cheese of painful childhood memories. Plus, you shaved too much off my legs, and why you should smear shit in the courtroom. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Really do have a great show for you. At the top of the program, got a real quick Craigslist ad. During my daily scat personal search on Craigslist, I ran across this one. I thought it was kind of interesting. From New York, the headline is Shitty Scat Butt 44. If you are not in NYC and ready now, don't bother. My hairy ass... Harry was in all caps. That's why I screamed it. Yes, I've got a hairy! I got a hairy asshole! My shitty hairy ass! Yes, my hairy ass is ready to be licked clean. Maybe enough in me to feed, too. Oh, so now we're talking about a full-fledged date, basically. At first, I thought I was just going to be licking your asshole, but if you're going to be shitting in my mouth, too, wow, so romantic. Please tell me you're going to be videotaping this. Dinner and a movie. All right. Sounds like a fun time. All right. So if you're not in NYC and ready now, don't bother. My hairy ass is ready to be licked clean. Maybe enough in me to feed to. No endless emails. That means a bullshitter. So there you go. I don't understand how you can have a dirty asshole, but not shit yet. You know what I mean? Like, he has a dirty asshole right now. Maybe he took a dump earlier or last night or something and just never wiped. But now he might have enough in him that he could also shit in your mouth, too, after you lick his hole clean. If I was the person going into the scenario, I would ask. I'd say, look, do I have to lick your ass and then you're going to shit? Because then I'll just have to lick your ass again, you know, and clean it a second time. Why don't you shit first and then I just have to lick your asshole clean once? Honestly, I'm a little apprehensive about emailing him and asking him that question because I'm afraid he would think I'm a bullshitter, and I'm not. I just want some clarification. All right, so there you go, a little Craigslist ad for you. Oh, got a new website you should check out. You know, first there was two girls, one cup, and then two girls, one finger, and then one guy, one cup. Oh, that was horrifying. And now, one girl, one bowl. Now, nothing beats one guy, one cup, I'm afraid, but this is pretty good, too. It's a girl who has already puked in a giant bowl, and now guys are going to pour that puke on her head. Let's take a listen.
What's
yeah.
done?
Good bitch.
Ooh. Yeah, so they pour the puke on her head, and now she's going to puke again because she's so disgusted.
That was fucking disgusting.
She don't puke.
That makes it more disgusting.
Let me see your head.
No, that shouldn't make it more disgusting.
That was fucking disgusting.
I like how she says, yeah, that's fucking disgusting. And this guy's response is...
She don't puke.
Yeah, that's a perfectly good explanation. Hey, look, it's your own puke.
She don't puke.
That makes it more disgusting.
Let me see your head.
I'm gonna puke.
It's
alright. It's alright. Slide it out. Set it up. Good. Give it a bowl. Let her puke in the bowl.
Here, set it up.
Here, get the ball.
Here's your favorite ball, bitch.
Puking the ball.
Are we done yet?
Yeah, we're done. Wave bye.
Wave goodbye.
Peace.
Fucking whore.
I like how she's trying to be cool at the end. She's like, peace! Peace out, man! You've got puke all over your fucking head. I believe the website's something like onegirlonebowl.com or something like that. All right, moving on. Yesterday on the Sideshow exclusive bonus episode, I played a clip of two crazy women just yelling at each other. Apparently they were both neighbors, both on their periods or something, and one of them accused the other of breaking her window. Well, anyways, I've got another video of an insane woman. This time, it's a kid's mother. Now, the mother is pissed off because the kid drank all of the apple juice or something. It's something stupid. Anyways, the kid is up in his room, his door is closed, and he's videotaping. And you just hear the mother freaking out. Take a listen.
Get the hell out! Get the hell out! Get out!
She wants to kick the kid out of her house because he drank the apple juice.
Get the hell out! Get the hell out! Get out! Get out of my house! Get out! Get out! Get the lazy damn ass out! You're nothing but a pig! A leech! Get out!
She really wanted some apple juice.
Now! Get out! Get your lazy shit out! Fucking afro out!
Yeah, you can tell she's banging on the door, though. What did she say?
Get your lazy shit out!
Your lazy shit ass!
Fucking afro out!
Fucking asshole out. Okay.
I mean it! I'm hanging with you, Steven! What are you doing? Apple juice, you never even make any. I'm not having it in the house anymore for you, asshole. Buy it yourself, you shit ass.
Buy it yourself, you shit ass.
Buy it yourself, you shit ass.
There you go. Mother freaking out over apple juice. Now, I got a brand new Linda Fingal Hall of Fame nominee. This is Queen Ifrica. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Ifrica. This is a song called Daddy. Let's take a listen to it. Executive producer is Flava on this track, just in case you were wondering.
Stop it, Daddy. Daddy, stop it now. I'm going to tell on you now.
What did Daddy do? I think we both know the answer to that.
Daddy, don't touch me there.
Oh.
I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. Ooh, Daddy, don't touch me there. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. Every day I wonder why my daddy had to be the one to take away my innocence.
Jesus. Now, here's the problem. Her voice really isn't the issue here. Unlike most Linda Fingal Hall of Famers, you know, she's got an okay voice. The problem I'm having with this song is the content. I don't think a lot of people want to turn on their radios and hear, you know, her talking about, you know, her father touching her bacon hole. Oh, Daddy, don't touch my coochie. Oh, no. That sounds a little more like Charo than Ifrica, but... Oh, Daddy, touch my coochie, 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 coochie. All right, a little Charo for you. All right, is there any more good parts to Queen Ifrica here?
That something must be wrong with me. I'm not as happy as I seem to be. The long showers I take don't wash away the memories.
You can't wash off your daddy's stink. There you go, new music from Ifrica. And finally today, have you guys ever heard of a website called Stretching Sessions? It's all about stretching vaginas wide open and then taking a peek inside them, I guess. What a fetish, right? Let's take a listen. This guy's using some sort of, like, gyno exam device to expand the pussy hole.
Mm. Grab a light and fucking shine.
Oh, yeah? There. Is it pink in there?
He's using a flashlight now to look inside her cunt hole. Was it pink inside? I'm curious. I hope to God it is.
Oh, yeah? There. Is it pink in there?
It's very pink.
Okay.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
He's got guy's a real medical professional. It's really pink in there. It's pretty.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, you like it?
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's qualified to be giving this exam, quite frankly.
Pretty in pink.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be enjoying it that much.
I'll show you the video so you can see inside after, too.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to see how pretty and pink I am. I think that'd make me really hot and wet.
Oh. Will you fucking try sticking a finger in there and see how fucking open your... wide open, huh?
Oh, wow.
I'm so open.
Oh, I'm so stretched.
I was close. I'm so stretched.
Oh, I'm so stretched. That really turns me on.
All right, there you go. That's stretchingsessions.com. If you're into gaping pussy holes, I guess. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. All right, real quick, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's DV's member site. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Do the math. That's like getting 2 months free if you sign up for a yearly. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Every single episode of Distorted View is up there. It's like 1,000 episodes at this point. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Yesterday, I did a bonus episode just for Sideshow listeners. Tomorrow is a Sideshow exclusive program, which means if you are not a paying member, you're going to be getting a best of show. So, if you want new DV, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com, support the program. Otherwise, I will be back on Friday with a new program for everyone. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from San Diego. A mistrial was declared Monday when a home invasion robbery suspect smeared human feces on his attorney's face and then threw more at the jury. Why would you smear shit on your attorney? He's on your side. He's trying to help you. I could almost understand it if he was smearing shit on the prosecuting attorney. Furthermore, how did he get the shit in the courtroom? Did he carry it in a little plastic baggie, or did he produce it right there on the spot? And if it were the latter, don't you think the judge would intervene? Your Honor, he pulled down his pants and he's squatting in the courtroom. I want to see where this goes. I'm going to allow it. Your Honor, seriously! I know, but he caught it with his hands. So at least he didn't make a mess in the Oh god, it's on my face. Woosie McGowan, 37, was upset because San Diego Superior Court Judge Jeffrey Frazier refused to remove Deputy Alternate Public Defender Jeffrey Martin from the case, said Prosecutor Christopher Lawson. At the mid-morning break, McGowan produced a plastic baggie filled with fecal matter and spread it on Martin's hair and face. Then he flung the excrement towards the jury box, hitting the briefcase of a juror, but missing the juror himself. Quote, "That juror didn't even see it coming," Lawson said. The prosecutor said the defendant was compliant after the outburst and was taken into custody without further incident. After lunch, Frazier dismissed the jury, telling them McGowan would have to get a new lawyer and that his trial would be delayed. The judge scheduled a status conference for February 9th and raised the defendant's bail from $250,000 to $1 million, finding he is a danger to the community. Really? Be flinging shit all over town. Lawson said McGowan originally became upset last week when he claimed one of the jurors saw him in shackles as he entered the courtroom. Frazier dismissed all jurors who saw the defendant in shackles. The judge had been very fair, Lawson said. All jurors who saw it were dismissed. Frazier had also denied McGowan's attempt to represent himself, saying the request was untimely. Believe it or not, this guy has shit himself before. Prosecutors said the defendant had previously wiped human feces on himself and was examined by doctors to ensure he was mentally competent to stand trial. I wonder how many criminals attempt that before their trial, the old smear shit on your face to seem like you're batshit crazy. I think the authorities are onto that one, especially in this case, because there will be another trial. He's charged with kidnapping for robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, and other counts, and could face assault charges in connection with the poop attack on his attorney and jury. The prosecutor said the defendant hit a man with a rock in a sock. Might have just been a really hard turd. Or a...
shit dildo.
All right, yeah, he hit a guy with a sock of rocks and then ransacked the man's apartment and stole some of the victim's belongings and took off in the victim's car. He was arrested 20 minutes later. All right, second story we have for you today. A police officer with one leg longer than the other has been left with permanent injuries after a failed operation took too much off the leg. You measure twice and cut once. That's what I learned in shop class. Yes, apparently the doctor took a little too much off the leg, leaving it several centimeters shorter than the other. So now he has the exact opposite problem. Instead of leaning to the right, now he leans more to the left. After four operations, the man has been left with back and knee pain and a leg that is now 5.5 centimeters shorter and with the imbalance now firmly on the other foot. During the original operation, the man lost a large quantity of blood and received several blood transfusions. He felt pain soon after the operation and was submitted for x-rays a week later. The x-rays show that one of the screws used to hold his knee together had loosened. Dude, this guy has a lot of problems. And the joint was fixed 20 degrees out of position. A further operation... I would love to see this guy walking down the street. I have to say, you know, whenever I do encounter someone, you know, gimpy walking in the grocery store down the street or something, you know what song plays in my head?
I'm walking, hear the need, I'm talking, by you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me.
Such a jaunty little song to limp to. A further operation showed that a plate in the leg had been fixed incorrectly in the original operation. The man has reported the clinic to the Medical Responsibility Board. He alleges that he was not informed of the risks of the procedure and that he has been subjected to treatment that should be classified as life-threatening. So, there you go. Final story we have for you today comes from Maryland. Harford County authorities continued to investigate Monday after a 4-year-old girl was found alone Sunday evening at a restaurant. Police said her mother and aunt realized she was missing while watching a Monday morning newscast. Deshauna Tyson was found shortly before 7 p.m. Sunday at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant in Bel Air. So wait, like Chuck E. Cheese employees found the little girl alone in the restaurant at 7 p.m. on Sunday, and it wasn't until Monday morning that the parents realized she was gone. That sounds a little fishy. Public Information Officer David Bett said Monday that relatives of the girl visited the sheriff's office at about 8:40 a.m. Bett said Deshauna's aunt and the aunt's boyfriend went to the restaurant with Deshauna and 8 other children. Oh, well, there's so many children to keep track of. The fact they managed to get 7 safely home is kind of impressive, actually. Well, the aunt and the aunt's boyfriend both drove in separate cars, arriving between 3:30 and 4 p.m. When they left, the aunt believed the boyfriend had Deshauna, and the boyfriend believed the aunt had Deshauna. It's just a crazy mix-up. Deshauna's mother came home that evening and went straight to bed. Both the mother and the aunt finally realized that Deshauna was not at home. When they saw her picture on TV.
I want to get a picture of you losing your
custody. Detectives will consult with the state's attorney to see if there are any appropriate charges, Bett said, adding that the family is working with social services regarding care and custody of Deshauna. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deaky, see what they're up to.
Hey, Tim, this is Spencer from Ohio.
Hi, Spencer.
I don't know. I live not too far from you, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah. I was listening a while ago and heard about people on T-shirts that you think is so trashy. Well...
Oh, yes, the Winnie the Pooh characters and stuff.
I work at a Walmart, so I live in Trailer Park Central.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people at Walmart sporting their Eeyore shirt sweaters or whatever.
Ohio. So, I see all kinds of trashy. Something that really pisses me off. Platinum blonde, bleached blonde hair, and skin so tan, you're almost brown.
You've just described Cheryl Murkowski, I believe.
No matter what they're wearing, that just pisses me off.
Nice leathery skin.
That's really trashy.
Yeah.
I figured I'd let you linger on that thought, and have fun.
All right, thank you very much. Spencer from Ohio, checking in.
Hey, Tim, this is Kyle Seitz, a member from Alaska. I'm the one who sent you that $100 check the other day. Pardon my heavy breathing, I'm walking.
Nice job!
Sort of in a hurry. Anyway, yeah, I sent you the check, and the reason why there wasn't a note with it is because I left you a voicemail over a week ago.
Oh.
And I thought you would have played it by now, but maybe you haven't gotten it to it yet, or it got deleted or something. Anyway, it was to explain that I signed up for an annual Sideshow membership like when you first started doing that stuff, and that's all I've had to pay in the over 2 years or whatever that you've had the Sideshow go, and I've only paid $150 amount, and I'm still able to get Sideshow stuff to this day, so I was feeling sort of bad, and you're always bitching on us.
So what you're saying is you're scamming me. You should not be accessing Sideshow material if you're not supposed to. I can't believe my system fucked up like that. This keeps happening. I'm going to go fucking broke. Yes. Okay, well, so yes, you're okay.
I'm just upset. I'd send you a $100 check for the 1 year that you didn't charge me, because I'm a nice guy, and for this next coming up year.
Yes, well, let's correct that. Send me a new check, and, you know, make it out to Tim Henson, please. Thank you.
Oh, I'm all cut up.
Otherwise, now I know your name. It's on your check, and I will delete your account.
Anyway, that's what that was for, and I remember I'm pretty sure the first check I sent you, I wrote out to the Sorted View, and you were able to cash it. Have you tried to cash this new check with the Sorted View on it?
No, I'm not going to try cashing it. I just am going to destroy it. I think I've already destroyed it. So, yeah, please, send a corrected
one. Hey, Tim, this is your Washingtonian listener. And I just want to complain.
You don't understand how much this bugs me that this guy has gotten 2 years free, basically. Going crazy thinking about it. All right.
Tony and listener. And I just want to complain about something here.
All right.
Every day I go to work and my whole air is filled with gooks. They're honorable people, you know.
Sure.
They work hard.
The gooks are an honorable people. You can say a lot about gooks. But the one thing about them is they're very honorable people. Yes, continue on with your gook rant.
Jesus Christ, when it comes to fucking lunchtime, they whip out all their fucking shit and they fucking eat it, dude. It smells like a rotten fucking skunk's ass.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet you it stinks. I've noticed that.
Dead squid, salmon, and these fucking gooks just lap that shit down like nothing's going on.
There is no room for racism on this program, despite what you may hear come out of my mouth.
I'm fine, just fucking rip ass on these assholes, dude. And my asshole fucking reeks like a fucking shit fucking filled bird with fucking rotten eyes.
All right.
Okay. And they don't even fucking care, dude. You can literally just throw a dirty diaper in the middle of the fucking room and these gooks will keep eating their fucking...
All right, stop calling them gooks. All right, well, okay, point taken. If you happen to be Asian and you work with this guy, you know, chew some fucking Orbitz or something. Get that fishy smell out of your mouth.
Hey, Tim. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Russia is the world equivalent to our Florida. So,
oh. Yeah, we did do that story from Russia. I don't know. I still think New Zealand or maybe Romania has the most crazy... Oh, I have to burp or something. Hold on. Ooh. Oh, hold on. Jesus Christ. A little bit of my Pizza Hut came up there for real. It's disgusting. I had to swallow it back down. There were like little chunklets. All right. Where were we at here? What was I saying?
Timmy, it's Jay.
Yes, it doesn't matter.
Pennsylvania, one of your Sideshow freaks. I noticed you said you got an Xbox 360. I want to recommend a game to the original Xbox, but it still works for the X360. It's called Conquer Live and Reloaded. It's based on an N64 game called Conquer's Bad Fur Day. And you can find it at EB Games Online, GameStop, for maybe about $15. You might be able to find it locally, too.
Okay.
It's a sort of a multi-genre game with platforming, shooting, racing. You play this squirrel, drunk squirrel, and you have to find your way home. and it has that humor of Distorted View. Like, one of the bosses is a big singing piece of shit. And
I remember my sister loved a game on the Super Nintendo called Bad Fur Day. It was Bubsy. He was like a bobcat or something. That was kind of fun. I'm guessing this is a different game, though.
You're in shitland.
My sister loved... She bought me the Nintendo Super Nintendo, and she would always play Vegas Stakes and Bubsy. I don't know why I'm telling you that. All right, well, I'll look into that game.
Jigoo, Tim, this is Andy from Jersey. I just want to tell you, I had like a freak day. I had like three freak moments.
Oh, wow.
Play the music, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Later!
Yeah, I don't feel like it today.
Okay, first I was watching an old episode of House.
I'm too upset about this, you know, mail-in $50 membership issue.
Watching an old episode of House.
Yes.
And
House is a really good show, I must say.
Yeah. He pages the Black Doctor, and he goes, paging Dr. Mandingo, and all I could think about was, Black Mandingo!
Pure
Mandingo.
Black Mandingo!
And then, the other thing that happened was my girlfriend was trying on some new clothes, and she was like, you know, how do I look? And I immediately thought, you know, you're going to get raped. And I probably raped her, and everything was cool. And then the coolest one that happened is I ran into a guy, and for some reason he introduced himself as Scott Taylor. And I was like, wow, Scott Taylor, is this him? So I was trying to be discreet. I can't go up to a guy and be like, hey, do you stick your finger in your dick hole? So
yeah.
I was like, oh, man, did you see that? He's like, what? Oh, did you see that? I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm like, oh, never mind. So it wasn't him.
Well, but he might not remember that. Like, just because, you know, we play it all the time on the show, you know, he said it during that video, but that was, what, 20-some years ago? It was one line from his movie. You should just say, hey, do you happen to have AIDS? And if so, were you also in porn but afraid of giving AIDS to someone else, so you decided to do solo porn and stick your finger in your dick hole? Maybe that's a little too forward or something.
Hey, Tim. It's Audrey from Troy, New York again. I'm sorry, I forgot to press the pound key. Anyway, I was just bitching about the stories, the plethora of stories that are coming out of, like, my Tri-City area in the past couple months.
Oh, yeah?
And that I'm afraid of running into Linda Finkel because of you. You mentioned it, and that made me Google it, and this is your fault. If I meet her and harm her and I end up in prison...
Do you live near Linda Finkel? And I think she lives in New York somewhere, maybe upstate New York. If so, look her up. You want to try to run into her. It would be fascinating. I'm sure she knows who I am because I've been making fun of this poor bitch for years, right? And she's had MySpace accounts and, you know, listeners of the show would just torment her on MySpace and everywhere else. So, and I'm sure she's heard some episodes of the show and my interview with her and... Poor woman has been just like traumatized, I'm sure, but it's fun for me. All right, and finally today.
Hey, Tim. I just want to tell you all these people keep calling up telling you to buy Halo 3 for the Xbox. Don't, because it sucks. Because the whole series kind of blows.
Oh.
You should probably call yourself pretty fortunate that you've never played any of them because they blow.
Although, you know, I love it when people call in and, you know, say, like, oh, Halo blows or whatever. It's like the best-selling game of all time or something, right? So, you know, it's kind of you against the world on that one. But, yeah, you know, I'll take that into consideration. You know, if I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. I'll try it out. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in. Oh God.
How you doing? That's old apple juice. You never even make it.
Vote for us a podcast. Allie, we're nearing the end of the month, so it's very important. If you haven't voted in the month of January, do so now. PodcastAllie.com. There's a link on the show notes. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, you're going to be getting a new episode tomorrow. Otherwise, we've got a best of show for everyone else. Then we'll be back on Friday for a new episode to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
sauce is good.